Hello, friends, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Chris Grant, Partnerships Manager here at Digital Construction Skills. And today, I'm so delighted to be joined by John Noon, co-founder and CEO of the Joule Group. And we're here today to talk about fire safety and a digital fire inspection solution that helps building owners reduce risk, improve fire safety, and comply with the relevant regulations. So, John, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Chris. I'm delighted to be involved and to participate in your podcast. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's great to have you here, John. And John, I think we'll just get straight into it. We'll just begin then by just telling people who you are then, John, and how you came to be involved in fire safety in the Joule Group.
Yeah, sure. As you say, my name is John Noon. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Joule Group. I am a chartered fire safety engineer. So that's by education, I got involved in the fire safety industry. And that's probably going on 17 years ago now. And I've been working in the design and construction of buildings for my entire career, as well as supporting organizations to manage fire safety through the life cycle and the operational phase of fire safety as well. So that's my background. And I co-founded Joule Group in 2017 when I was based in the Middle East. I've had the opportunity through my fire engineering career to work globally on all kinds of different types of projects, but found it in the Middle East and really saw that there's a huge opportunity there to bring about, and help impart a knowledge in fire safety, improve fire safety outcomes, design better buildings, and actually make sure that they're managed in a much better and a much more seamless way, and just helping organizations to do that. So we are established in 2017, as I say. We're now 30 staff across four different offices. So Northern Ireland, London in the UK, and in Dubai in the Middle East.
John, and of course, like, fire safety is all the more relevant than ever as a result of all what's happened with Grenfell. And of course, we're not here to talk about Grenfell, but what has come out as a result of that has been the Building Safety Bill. You know, that's going through Parliament at the moment, isn't it? So that was one of the key recommendations resulting from the inquiry into the disaster by Dame Judith Hackett. So maybe can you explain to us then briefly what the Building Safety Bill is, to the best of your knowledge, and what this will mean for the construction and facilities management sector in particular?
Yeah, sure. And as you say, it's passing through the Houses of Parliament there at the moment. But I suppose just to go back a little bit how that came around, it was as a result of the post-Grenfell independent review by Dame Judith Hackett. And that review, highlighted or brought about 53 recommendations. And that has, which have been accepted by the government and forms the essence of what is the Building Safety Bill. Mm-hmm. So that's the key background that has led into that. And fundamentally, I suppose, what the findings were and what they've called for is a fundamental and cultural change, a behavioural change to fire safety in the built environment. That was the predominant finding from Dame Judith Hackett in that document. It's quite substantial what her reports were. And indeed, the Building Safety Bill is quite substantial. As Joule Group, we have reviewed the Building Safety Bill in detail, and we have made a submission, as so have many others, to the Houses of Parliament in relation to the bill that's passing through there at the moment. But overall, we see it as a really positive thing, and we see that the core tenet and objective is to bring about, a better environment, a better fire safety environment for people that are living and working in the built environment. There's numerous different aspects to it, but if I was just to strategically outline my understanding, and I won't cover everything, but it's really... they want to bring around a new regulator for fire safety, and that's going to be governed by the HSE, and the leader of that has been appointed. And that new regulator will have really strong roles for providing permits to occupy buildings as they move forward. Principally, at the moment, it's geared towards high-rise residential buildings. Yeah. But we probably see that extending beyond that over time, and that's one of the debating points at the moment, is the extent to which the Building Safety Bill should apply. And armed with the new regulator, they're also bringing about clarity of roles and responsibilities about accountable and responsible persons and competence for end users and operators in particular. And they've introduced a new role called the Building Safety Manager, and they've identified clarity on what that role means as well. So that Building Safety Manager will ultimately need to submit what's called a safety case report to the new regulator to get that permit to occupy. So I suppose the piece I'm talking about there is really geared around the operational piece. There's a significant piece then that's, you know, going right back to the design of buildings and the construction of buildings, and producing, you know, very clear, concise, transparent information that's accurate and up to date, for the most part, that's held digitally. So it's really a fundamental reform to the whole building safety approach, and to how information is managed, and to how responsibilities are assigned, and who's accountable, you know, at a very strategic level.
Right. Okay. So you talk about information and data then again, John. So the concept that's come out of that, we hear a lot about, is the golden thread then. So what do we mean by this? About, you maybe expand on that a little bit more. What do we mean by that?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Like the, I suppose the key findings, it's coming from the findings as well, is that there was a lot of information that was unclear or inaccurate or otherwise not available. So the key tenet there is, you know, and this will apply to both existing buildings moving forward, but, you know, if we just take the context of a new build, mm-hmm. from those early concept design stages, you know, how you set up your design team, how you set up your information management systems, and how that data needs to be recorded, principally with regards to fire safety and structural information. That's the key thing. And they want to retain that information then as it passes through the various design stages in through the construction. And critically, at that handover juncture, you know, if you take the REBA stages, between stage 6 and stage 7, where the information's been handed over by the principal contractor or the D&B team to the end user or the operator, it's really important that information is accurate, it's verified, it's validated, and it's suitable then for the end user to take that information forward. And I think the key part is that the key principles of the golden thread is to make sure that it's accurate and it's trusted, you know, at all those key points. And from a residential perspective, it's the people that are living in these buildings that they feel secure in their homes. So that's the, you know, these are the strategic objectives. And there's that real culture change to how people think about fire safety. So this golden thread has to be the single point of truth. And the data needs to be secure, and there has to be clear, accountable persons that's holding that up. And those accountable persons, you know, are effectively, there's not one single entity or one single person. It's fire safety, and the golden thread is in the hands of many. Yeah. And as they pass the baton from one to the other, it's just making sure that information is accurate and up to date, that it's understandable, that it's easy to access. And that information has to be prepared and structured in such a way that there's longevity and durability of that information through the whole entire building life cycle. And I think what's going to play out now over the coming months and over the next couple of years is just, you know, agreeing what level of detail has to be captured in the golden thread, what level of detail is important that needs to be retained. So agreeing what's relevant and proportionate, you know, because there's going to be huge amounts of data, and fire safety is intrinsically intertwined across the built environment, across the products, across the systems, just in terms of housekeeping, fire safety management. You know, it's the people and the fabric of the building that makes up fire safety. So it's determining, you know, how much of that needs to be captured to as part of the golden thread.
So, John, just a perfect point then, I think, to ask you then about your digital fire compliance solution, because I think that directly speaks to this concept of the golden thread and maybe helps you manage that. So, you know, what were the problems that you identified that prompted you to act and you know, develop the solution?
Sure, yeah. So I suppose the role we've been playing throughout our career and Jewel Group is, you know, guiding and advising on fire safety across your design, your construction, and your operation. And we felt that, you know, there's a huge opportunity in particular to support organizations through the life cycle of the operation. In terms of, if you were to look at it in terms of time, the design and construction is one piece, but actually it's the longevity of that building after it's been handed over is the critical part. And without, you know, sufficient support and competence and technology solutions, just managing fire safety through that period is a challenge for people, understanding it, and just, you know, to the degree possible, ensuring that the quality of fire safety information and how it's managed doesn't degrade over time. So we felt, in terms of innovation in fire safety, working in existing buildings or from the point that buildings are handed over into occupation is where we could make the greatest impact in the technology sense. And we're, you know, we're actively involved in contributing to the design and construction sector. So we think this is a sector where as a fire engineering community and as Duel Group in particular, we can really drive forward. And the that's what brought about the innovation for TFS, Chris.
Great. So then tell us a bit more about it then. What does it do and what are the key features of it, John? What are the key features of it?
Yeah. It's a digital compliance platform. So we blend our fire safety expertise with technology advancements. So we will do we will go in with organizations, speak to them about the reform that's coming in terms of regulation. We'll talk to them about the transformation that's coming in terms of digital technologies. And we will outline then how our digital compliance platform can make their job much more transparent, much more visible, and they are much clearer in terms of what they need to do to help manage fire safety, across their portfolio, or if it's one particular building. The system then, really what it does is we would speak to organizations, we talk to them about fire safety governance, establishing a strong framework and culture for fire safety, establishing roles and responsibilities. So there's a clear hierarchy and structure in fire safety where people are empowered to make decisions in relation to fire safety. And that's critical because technology on its own won't stand up unless we have, you know, the people and the processes around that.
Absolutely, yeah.
So for these things to really be successful, we want to build those pillars around that. And then you're really looking to forward-thinking organizations that are now investing in the future, that want to do the right thing and want to, you know, have strong fire safety principles embedded into their organization, embedded into their buildings, and to protect the workers or the residents and make sure that they feel like they're in a safe environment. And then what we do is we take, you know, we would work through the fire safety principles of the building, we'd understand the applicable code requirements and regulations, and distill that down into a compliance routine for that organization, working it through perhaps, you know, and it depends very much on the sector and the type of facility, if it's the hotels, if it's the shopping center, if it's an apartment building, you know, or if it's a large logistics store or warehouse, many different factors at play. So we would boil that right down into a very clear compliance routine, working out what you'd be doing from a daily basis through weekly, monthly, quarterly, and how that can be done by many people in the organization, mm-hmm. leading up to maybe your quarterly or your biannual or your annual periods where you'd be bringing in external parties or suitably qualified persons to conduct the more structured maintenance regimes in the harder side of fire safety in the active and passive elements of fire safety. And I suppose what we're ultimately looking to do is really just to give people a very clear status of fire safety in the building. At present, there's different platforms that we ultimately see that we would be interfacing with and integrating with in data information exchange, but there's nothing succinct at the moment, you know, and this will change massively over the coming years, which we think we're really excited about, is if you'd be able to understand at any point in time what the status of fire safety is in any one building, across your portfolio buildings, or across connected cities. And that information, that data then can really drive valuable insights and help organizations, government, cities to bring about, you know, really informed decisions and changes in relation to fire safety.
So for your clients then, what does become possible after they adopt and embed this solution? You know, maybe right now, I know you've talked about the future there, but what are the main benefits for them right now, if you like?
Yeah, so there's probably a couple of things. There's probably, to some degree, there's a lack of clarity on what good looks like.
Yeah.
So the benefit is you would assess the current situation, the as-is situation, set out the to-be environment of where they want to get to, and structure that, as I say, structure the organization and structure the technology to give them a really robust framework to manage fire safety. So that might be one example. Another example might be organizations that really have well-defined policies, procedures, and routines in place, but it may not be digitized. So we're digitizing that process for them, streamlining that for them, and giving them much greater access to where that is at any point in time. So if you own a portfolio of 100 buildings and your routine is completely established and set down, but you really don't know how that's translating, you know, within each facility. So you might have to go around there and undertake assurance inspections or independent reviews. You can now actually have real-time access to each of those buildings. And the great thing then as an organization is you're only managing by exception, you know, so you're driving a positive culture. You're implementing a system that brings about a positive culture to fire safety. It shows you the organization and all the connected people that's involved in that and stakeholders, what you're really doing. And then you're able to identify and focus on the parts with the data and the information that's coming through of where you need to focus your time and your investment to change fire safety.
Would you say this is kind of like data-driven decision-making then, John? Is this, you know, what we talk about in this, you know, this new world of digital, is that the data, using data to make decisions rather than, I know you always need your judgment, I know that, but it does, you're getting some data and you can make maybe more informed decisions. Is that
kind of behind that?
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's the key point. And there's two aspects to that, Chris, I suppose. There's the current environment where we have smart buildings that are being constructed and delivered, and we also have a substantial portfolio of existing buildings that don't have any significant smart technology. So we're looking to use the system in particular for the existing building stock that is otherwise passive, that is not contributing any information. So if we can bring that those buildings to life and start capturing data, that really helps drive those decisions. So people might be doing routine checks at the moment. It might be through paper-based checks, or it might be used what they call old tech, you know, maybe just using Microsoft Excel or different documents. So all those processes are time-consuming. They're admin-heavy. And to some degree, it might take the focus on what the fundamental driver is around improving fire safety or monitoring compliance against that. So it just becomes, you know, a bit of a burden or a bit of an administrative heavy task and time consuming. So what you now have is through the collection of that data, it's there, it's captured in a more streamlined fashion. And then you can focus your time then on really focusing and changing the results.
Well, you're right. Because John, when you think about it, 99.5% of the built environment is already built, you know, so it's a huge challenge and a huge opportunity, I guess, for a lot of you know, like yourselves, but also other maybe facilities management and companies like that who are operating and some of this retrofitting and the green retrofitting all seems to be fitting into this whole kind of digital data. We're going to need digital data for all this stuff going forward. So that's a great solution, John. So how long does it take to set up? You know, because that's always the one thing. You know, another digital solution. You know, but how long does it take to set up the system and operate it? And, you know, what training and skilling, upskilling, do you need for a solution like this?
Yeah, okay. So there's no hardware involved. It's a completely cloud-based system, the technology itself. And the TFS compliance has an app-based function that you download onto your tablet or onto your phone in Android, iOS. You know, it covers both. So that captures the users of the system that would be going around performing their routine compliance checks. Mm-hmm. And then there's a web-based portal then where the data is brought back into where the data is presented. And that's where there's different level user levels. So you'll be able to review the data and the insights there. What we do is there's two aspects then. If you identify the assets that you want to complete the compliance checks on, we do use small QR codes that you affix to the asset. It's a fire door, a fire extinguisher, you know, whatever a fire pump, whatever the key asset is, or if it's a corridor or a stair. So those fix, and that's around proof of presence to make sure that the assigned persons are conducting their checks and they've physically been there. And then the product, you know, if there's issues identified, then you're requested to upload evidence of that. So that could be photographic evidence or video evidence. So it's clear what the issue is, and that's recorded and date stamped, and it's clear who has undertaken the inspection. So it's just building up that data over time is what's really key. And once you start collating that data, there we have, you know, predetermined dashboards that we have in our web-based portal for to review the results. But the really interesting thing then is once you have captured that data, you can actually start creating your own dashboard. So using the likes of Power BI or Tableau, you can start creating your own KPIs, creating your own dashboards. And that information can be used for many different parties and even within the organization that's managing itself. So it could be your executive board, it could be your residents or your tenants, it could be, you know, external stakeholders like the insurers, it could be building control, it could be the fire authorities. Many different entities, you can create the information and make that available to them.
That's interesting. Yeah. So it's a wider, it's not just that there's that insurance. Oh yeah, I see where you're coming from, John. So there's a lot of this is going to drive even decision making in insurance companies and of the future and how we maybe fund projects and how we allocate resources to them as well.
Absolutely. And what we hope it'll do is the platform interfaces with CAF FM systems and facility management systems. So if there's issues raised on the platform from a compliance perspective, it's a compliance platform. It's not for maintenance, but we would interface in with maintenance platforms. So those issues can be managed through to completion. You know, if there's inventory or stock control or your required maintenance come out, you can manage it through that. But at least the compliance aspect is managed holistically back up in the compliance platform.
And again, the assurance from a governance point of view must be tremendous, because it is fully transparent and date stamped every single inspection. And it's not just a tick box as such. You have to really manually go around. But even at that, even the whole process of filling a bit of paper in, behaviorally, you know, if it's just using an app, it's going to be easier for the inspector to do it. Because sometimes you might just forget to write something down and put it in a file.
So we think it'll be, you know, this is where we'll be engaging with organizations. So, you know, when they come now to submit their safety case report to the new regulator, you have 12 months of data there, sitting there ready to produce your safety case report. And the new regulator can have access to that information, you know, and all that really informs and shows the process that they've been embarking upon to manage fire safety throughout the year. So you have a full body of information throughout the year. It's not just at a snapshot in time. So if we're asked to come in as fire safety engineers to audit that facility, having that information over the 12-month period or a 36-month period or whatever gives you a substantial amount of knowledge that you wouldn't otherwise be able to acquire if you just went in there for a 2 or 3 day audit of a facility. So the annual fire risk assessment, you know, somewhat is really just an annual review of how fire safety has been managed throughout the 12-year period. It's not just of what is the status at that point in time. And so I see it from a consulting perspective for engineers that are reviewing buildings. I see it from, you know, the new regulator being able to review that and understand the status of buildings, and equally the insurers that are looking at that. And it's a really difficult market right now out there in terms of getting premiums, getting products insured, getting buildings insured, and for engineers and consultants to be insured. So providing this information that gives assurance and gives clear information on the status of buildings just makes that much more easier to understand the risk. So ultimately, you know, we would see this then guiding insurers on how they risk score the buildings and ultimately leading into that. So driving it from an insurance perspective, but also from a life safety perspective. And then the training that you mentioned, you know, a lot of the technical work, we've designed it to be really, really simple to use. Very easy. So the UI, UX, and the graphics and the design is really, really easy to use. So, you know, and when you structure who's undertaking these checks in the building, you know, we would like to put it in the hands of the many, and there's unlimited users. So, you know, it'll be your receptionists, your secretaries, your fire safety wardens, your night watchman, your security guard. All those people can be contributing and supporting the fire safety and doing the, you know, some of the housekeeping and some of the more regular checks, your daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly. So it's really simple that way. So we would distill down all the technical information into preemptive checks that they need to do. And if there's any issues identified, again, that's preempted in responses. So there's less room for free text, and that just keeps the thing really, really simple. So the training, you know, is quite simple. As part of our onboarding and setup, we can go into a building. If it was a 10-story hotel, 200 bedrooms, we would probably be able to have that set up in the building live within, you know, the best part of half a day, and conduct some training. So we can do some train the trainer training and just train that organization, you know, the people that's there on the day. So broadly speaking, within a day, you can have everything set up and remotely. You know, it may take you 1 or 2 days just to set out what compliance routines required and what good looks like, and agree that with with the client. The system just is designed to be self-service, so all this can be done by the client as well. And we do have online tutorials and training material that's available as well. So if they're expanding that out across their portfolio, it's entirely with them then to roll that out and take it forward. And then we would drop back into a supporting role, and we would support them reviewing the analytics and the data. And we probably come in stronger as a fire safety engineer then, just to support them, you know, in their quarterly reviews, the biannual reviews, and the yearly reviews, and identifying maybe some key things that they can do.
There's some behavioral changes then. You're empowering a lot of people with this, and you know, you're saying it's right down to the micro level there. People and everyone has got a part to play in this, and they can feel involved in this whole process. So that's really, really interesting. Then on the other side, then it might drive the behavioral change if the regulators be looking for something like this when he's coming to do these reports, when this building safety bill comes through. Is that so? It's changed the whole.
Absolutely, it's flipping the whole thing on its head, and it's introduced in a positive way. This is designed to make everyone clear what they're doing, but make their job easier, so it's clear and transparent. So if you're a building safety manager or you have responsibility for fire safety, you know, a lot of the time you're sitting, you know, in the known unknown. You're not aware of where everything's at any point in time, and it's really difficult to get the data together to be able to articulate what the status is. Yeah. So now you have real-time information that helps you engage with other stakeholders in your organization and outside your organization, and be able to, you know, demonstrate that you're discharging your roles and responsibilities and where the areas of focus is for improvement.
So, John, what can others learn from this? You know, have you any other advice for anyone looking maybe to adopt a similar solution, or for those looking just to invest in digital tools more generally? What do you think other people can learn from your experience?
Yeah, it's I suppose we're all on the digital transformation journey, you know, and I think if we're having this conversation again, Chris, in another 5 years, the things which, you know, would have substantially moved forward. I just think my advice would be is to start and commence, but start small and just build up progressively. And it's just that wholesale change. It's not just about digital or technology. It's just about organizational change and cultural change and change of thinking. Yeah. So, you know, as we're bringing the system into organizations, it's about starting off in that fashion. It's about starting off simple, you know, start doing some of the simple checks, start building that up, reviewing that. And that helps the organization and the people in there to embed into that as well, you know, and just progress that over time.
John, and then where next for the Joe Group then? You know, what have you any plans to develop the solution further?
Yeah, we do. We certainly do. And again, we have quite a developed roadmap for TFS compliance. But in many ways, you know, the roadmap is aligned to the maturity of organizations and moving along in tandem with that. But We'll be quite excited about what the future and the potential would be. You know, we'd like to build out the platform, you know, where you can conduct your, you know, your, as I say, your dynamic assessments throughout the year. You're able to complete your fire risk assessments in there, and you've got all the data that's relevant to fire safety that's captured in there. Where we really want to get to is, you know, as we've seen in the industry, there's energy ratings for buildings.
Yeah.
And more recently, and we've seen that in the UAE this week alone, they've now created a rating system for a sustainability rating system for buildings from 1 star to 4 star. So I believe that's everything's headed that way. Every component that makes up the status and the fabric of a building will all come together into a broader ecosystem for smart buildings.
Yeah.
So we would see this system contributing to the fire safety rating for buildings ultimately.
John, I'll let you go on. So, you're a busy man, so let you know. But before you go, I know you're just very. It's clearly you're very passionate and proactive about fire safety and digital transformation within the industry in the UK and the Middle East. You know, so yeah. Can you just tell us a little bit more about the wider conversation you're having, and maybe what your aspirations and hopes for the future of construction and the asset management industries are?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think this probably somewhat goes back to the golden thread. There's really an exciting period there now with, you know, there'll be a blend between engineers, BIM experts and software experts, and our roles are all being redefined. So, you know, we will effectively become, if we evolve with the pace of change, with the embracing digital technology, you know, we will have different roles, but ultimately fire safety engineers, you know, will become part of a team that are the golden thread advisors from the outset of these design projects, who will be contributing, you know, or this is how we see the future. These are the discussions and the debates that's been had at the moment, but, you know, to become a golden thread advisor, then you're not just advising on the principles of fire safety, but you're also advising on the principles of how fire safety is going to be maintained through those stages, and very much engaged in the technology that's supporting and underpinning that. But I do believe the people around that still have to be contributing massively. So I don't see any technology system ultimately, overriding the role of people at the moment. It's still done in very much in conjunction and with technology and human expertise.
John, that's been a great conversation and a great overview of fire safety compliance, and I'm really, really grateful for your time today. And I really appreciate that, John.
Very good. No, I enjoyed the conversation, Chris. Thank you very much.
Good stuff, John. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Right, John. Cheers now. Bye-bye.